I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Kimmel talks to Kellyanne Conway on Russia and Trump, sort of. Stephen Colbert thinks that the Russian lawyer that Donald Trump Jr. met with might fit well on the Trump team, and Jimmy Kimmel manages to get Kellyanne Conway on air. Trevor Noah joins in today's Punchlines.
We learned yesterday that on June 9th of last year, Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Wow. You, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you took the ooh right out of my mouth. You could knock me over with whatever you use to knock over someone who isn't the least bit surprised.
One after another, we keep learning about more members of the Trump campaign who did meet with Russians during or after the campaign. But none of those meetings looked quite as bad as the one we found out about yesterday.
Donald Trump Jr. now admitting he met with a Russian attorney during the campaign, hoping to get damaging information on Hillary Clinton and the Democrats.
Trump Jr., his brother-in-law Jared Kushner, and campaign chairman Paul Manafort met at Trump Tower in June of last year with attorney Natalia Veselnitsia. She is said to have ties to Russia's government.
That's right. Don Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort met with a Kremlin-linked Russian lawyer to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. You know what? At this point, it would be easier if the Trump people just told us which Russians they haven't met with. Like, I don't even think Russian people hang out with this many Russians.
Yeah, no, I have friends of all nationalities. Why always Russians? Come on, it's called diversity, bro. Come on.
Remember, Donald Trump Jr. was there to receive damaging information about Hillary Clinton. But he was disappointed by Natalia Veselnitskaya. Saying her statements were vague, ambiguous, and made no sense. So I assume she was immediately hired as a Trump speechwriter.
Donald Jr.'s defense is that he tried to collude, but instead he got Russian catfished.
That's like telling a judge, yeah, I tried to rob the bank, but I forgot they weren't open on Sunday, so I didn't rob the bank. It's all very fishy, so to get to the bottom of it. She doesn't normally do this sort of thing, but tonight we are very fortunate to have Kellyanne Conway live via satellite, hopefully to clear this all up. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. So let's cut right to it. Why did Donald Trump Jr. and the highest level campaign staff have a meeting with a Russian in the first place?
Okay, first of all, define meeting. When you say meeting, what are you talking about?
It's meeting. When people meet, they get together and they have a meeting.
What's a meeting?
A meeting is when people gather and talk. I don't know. It's a meeting. It's just a meeting.
Jimmy, do you eat meat?
Yeah.
Is that a meeting?
All right, so the lawyer admits she told them that.
Listen, we should be focusing on Hillary Clinton and the she-mails that she's been hiding.
But that's not what I'm asking you about. I'm asking you about the meeting. What specifically were they hoping to hear at this meeting?
What's a meeting, Jimmy?
You know what? Thank you very much, Kellyanne. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Don Jr. is careful to point out that my father knew nothing of the meeting or these events. So we're supposed to believe that Donald Trump had no idea what was happening at the highest levels of his own campaign. Yeah, it checks out.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.